Okay. She shows up probably right when you expect her to.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool.
I too have a question. Does Artemis have a bleached asshole in the movie?
I'm sorry?
Well, do get to see her butt. I don't think so.
I don't think standards and practice would allow the camera to go that far.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's quite getting that reference.
What's up, ladies?
Not much, just enjoying the view.
Name's Artemis. I have a bleached asshole.
Look, the point is to advertise for actual other Akira things. Also, quick thing on the Blade movie. They don't have to do the lines, and I don't imagine they can get away with too many F-bombs, but there has to be a scene where Blade or somebody goes skiing. There has to be. Does anybody get that?
Not really? It's been a while since I've seen the old Blade films. I honestly would not know.
Some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill.
Oh, okay, yeah, I vaguely remember that line.
The only thing I remember about the Blade movies is, unfortunately, Blade Trinity with Ryan Reynolds and Triple H as vampires, which I'm still trying to figure out why they went with that.
I have literally not seen any of them.
Hmm. All right.
I don't think I have either.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all we can do is just speculate.
The artist of Dr. Stone did a one-off chapter recreating the Zorro versus Mihawk chapter, and that's apparently going to be an actual initiative of other creators coming on and recreating famous chapters in One Piece.
Specifically One Piece.
One Piece. And I'm very excited to see who they might potentially get to do which parts of the story. I don't know who would be a good fit for who. My only request, Pozaku
Posuka Demizu.
Posuka Demizu, the artist of Promised Neverland. I want her to do something from Thriller Bark. I'm thinking Brooke taking on the spider monkey. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I also read that one shot. I thought he did a pretty good job recreating like Luffy and you know most of the dudes. I wasn't a fan of how he drew Nami though. Kind of had the same problem.
Sketch carried away in.
Look, she might look like a bug woman now, but at least she has a waist.
It's okay. I want Yusuke Murata doing a One Piece chapter.
Okay. That would be cool. I'm trying to think. What would I want Hokuroshi to do?
Horikoshi?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
What would he do? I want him to do CP9. CP9.
Okay, yeah, you know that would be pretty cool.
Soga King trying to rescue Robin.
Oh god, can you imagine Luffy versus Rob Lucci and Horikoshi's art? Holy shit, that would look so good. Okay, anyways, we should move on.
That went on for a while. We got enough to talk about here, okay? Okay. All right, so we're going to stay at Comic-Con for a moment.
That's usually the procedure. Don't do that.
Hey, look, here's a post from myself in 2008 on Facebook saying, live-action Cowboy Bebop, well, that'll be interesting.
Also, Jet, whether you've seen it or not, I'm told the Ostra dub is very good.
I have seen it, mostly pretty happy with it. One casting choice I'm kind of not totally sure on yet.
I'm gonna guess Olger.
Yep.
That's the one I was worried about too. Megan told me he was okay. I'll have to
It's like he said it okay. It's just like the accent kind of slips through on occasion, so it's a little distracting.
Okay.
I don't think I've watched the dub yet.
It literally just came out like a few hours ago.
So then, no.
You definitely haven't.
I don't know what I was just hearing.
I'm not sure what I was watching.
I kind of want to know.
I think we were about to do October 15th Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just start from there.
Also, you missed me attempting to apologize for putting my foot in my mouth.
Yeah.
Insert foot.
All right, ready to go when you are.
What can I say? It's a disease.
Foot and mouth disease.
I don't feel.
Sounds like one of Usopp's many ailments.
I don't feel too bad. I have a tendency to also do that.
Can we stop talking about eating feet for fuck's sake? It's actually making me very uncomfortable.
That's not even what I was talking about.
Like, I know you're doing foot and mouth, but there's so many people out there who are actually into sucking on toes on the internet that it's actually, like, bothering me.
Okay, then.
Okay. Alright.
That came out a lot more strongly than I meant it to.
Ugh. Alright, are you okay?
I'm fine, just please don't suck, don't get horny for toes on me. just horny for toes, just be normal. Like boobs, butts, and thighs for everybody else on the internet. Why you gotta be horny for like famous people's toes? That's just nasty.
Ow.
Yeah.
Precisely. All right. Are we good now?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guys, I gotta stop for a second. I don't know if this is right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Doorbells.
Wait, what's going on?
Jet's doorbell rang.
So we're taking a break for a second. Do not stop recording.
Yeah, never stop.
I'm not going to stop recording. So I think I sidewaysly found out what any yelling might be from developed. Well, that was a sentence that got away from me. I think my roommates got pizza and they screwed up their order or something.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
But that seems like it's going to end up in me getting pizza, so...
Oh, cool. Maybe I can use this as a callback to a bit from, like, a year and a half ago. The pizza finally came.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what the bit was.
Jet was back last year when we were doing the spring shows with Rob, and Jet had to go away to order pizza.
That sounds like it was a thing that probably happened.
It did happen, and it was funny.
So not that I know anything about the Furious fan. I can speak well tonight, guys.
Oh, you mean the stupid sports car movie?
Yeah, I saw that Hobbs and Shaw thing last night. It was pretty amusing.
Yeah, they're generally good when they get dumber and dumber and dumber, which thankfully they have. Now we're just waiting for them to go in space. It's the last logical step.
Like, if you like dumb action movies with good humor in it, I would highly recommend
it. Yeah.
And there are some unexpected things in it that I would not want to, like, ruin for the unsuspecting moviegoer.
I'm definitely going to see it. I've seen, I'm not even ashamed to say this, I've seen every one of these movies since number 5 in theaters. They're just so dumb, yet fun. The dumber they get, the better they are.
I've at least liked pretty much anything I've seen The Rock in the last few years.
Yeah. He's gotten a better agent.
Also, I think, I never pronounce his name right, but Jason
Statham.
Yeah, I feel like he is best in... Okay, maybe I haven't seen, like, his... He did do, like, serious action for a while,
He was in the Transporter movies.
I feel like he may shine the best when he's being, like, comical, whether he wants to be or not.
Yeah, he's also in Crank back in 2006. Sure, that was a pretty good movie.
I think I've seen the first one, and I recall being amused, so... Yeah.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Okay.
We were talking about Shin Ultraman, right?
Shin Ultraman, yes.
Okay. So yeah, Anno's making Shin Ultraman.
Yeah.
If they're going to be a thing, that seems like a good one for them to get. Just fucking give it to me.
I also want to make mention here, most wanted, a licensed manga. Zach picked My Sonic Koku. Viz still has My Sonic Koku. You can buy it digitally right now.
Can you?
Yeah, I just checked while you guys were talking. It's still there. You can buy it for like $7 a pop.
Huh. I definitely did not know that.
Yeah.
Neat. Okay.
But yeah, go check the full list of this out, because most of the choices are actually pretty fair. That's just one that...
I have to correct myself. Viz, you lied to me.
You lied to me.
They didn't link to a digital store. They linked to retailers, and, well, at least Barnes & Noble has it, which is good.
Cool. So, anyways, that one's still fair game.
Yeah. But y'all should get My Sonic Koku. It's very good. The anime, now that should get licensed again. Anyway, speaking of,
Now, was it Netflix supposed to be putting something out in 4K this year? It was either production. It was either. I think it was either production IG or Wit.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything about that in a long while, though.
Guys, I gotta step away for a second. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Okay.
Gavin.
It was production IG. Okay. Still slated for the fall.
We taking a break for a second, or are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, apparently, the new Toonami pre-flight, they talk about Devilman Crybaby.
Oh, fun.
Fudge. Fun and fudge.
Mm-hmm.
What was Akira doing?
What?
So yeah, we're basically almost done, right?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Sick, okay. I will definitely not be able to record in the next 2 weeks because we will be in Dallas.
That's fine.
Angie does Dallas.
Well, Jed and I are going to tag team Dallas. That's what's happening.
That's fine. I'll...
Bad movie? I don't
know. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Sorry. Okay, good. You didn't hear that.
By the way, it was Parks and IG working on this 4K project with Netflix.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. All right. I guess we can just carry on then.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, look, the, like, precursor show to that one that I questioned last podcast.
Yeah, funny how it works, huh?
So, wait, did we... Wait, I zoned out. Were you talking Dokuro?
No.
No.
Okay, cut that part.
All right. I don't actually see that on here, but that could be because for some reason they didn't post about it on their Twitter.
Hmm.
But they definitely do have that.
All right.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, where's Senryu? Or is that going to get announced in this one? It wasn't. So Alcon, Chant, Alcon, Alcon.
What?
No, no. Alcon, Chant.
Wrong guy.
I don't want to imagine an Ichi anime starring Alcon. I don't want to imagine that.
That was a pretty bad Freudian slip right there.
I don't even want to imagine Alcon, period. But unfortunately, he might be coming back.
Are you saying you don't want to imagine Alcon in compromising situations?
No! Get back in the corner!
Look, it's not. It's just going to be censored with lollipops anyway.
Stop it.
Stop it. Do I have to call Stephanie?
No. Oh. Damn it.
Okay.
Damn it.
Good boy. Head pats.
God, it's God, you use that like it's a safe word. I don't care for that.
All right. They also announced at Otakon.
Out of nowhere, all at once. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. It's something.
Okay, wait. Actually, I will say this. Last time we did a recording, I basically said in the middle of our summer impressions, okay, Jet, you need to go read the new Food Wars chapter, because I was kind of quiet for a little bit, because a friend of mine texted me, dude, you have to read this new chapter. I did not think the author could make the blue arc even worse than it already was, and somehow he found a way to make it even worse. I'm not going to tell you how. All I'm going to say is, holy shit, what the fuck were you thinking? I mean, yes, the characters didn't know, but holy shit, why? I'm actually more upset because I was genuinely enjoying it. Because we got to learn about Soma's mom. And Soma's mom is awesome. She's amazing. I love her. I don't understand why you kept her from me for this entire show and series. I would have loved to see more of her. She's great. I love her. She's a former gang member who's just started chilling out and started cooking in a kitchen. It's great. I love her. She's amazing. and then you brought that shit up and brought this chapter down. How fucking dare you? So yes, Food Wars is having a resurgence, but that final arc still shit the bed pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, knock on wood, season 4 only goes up to the end of Central and covers nothing else.
It's got, okay, Jet, it's gonna cover the whole thing. It's gonna cover the whole thing.
Here's how I think it's gonna happen. If it's 12 episodes, it'll stop at Central. If it's 24, good luck.
Look, you could just pretend it didn't happen, but let's be real. They're gonna try to do the whole thing. I'd be shocked if they didn't. It's probably gonna look very cheap, but hey, at least we're finally getting that third season dub.
Yeah.
I also heard through the grapevine of somebody who might be in that third season dub, and if they're who I think they are, holy hell, that's gonna be something.
Okay.
Rolling with the vagary. But...
Look, NDAs are a thing. I'm not trying to get
it. I know. I'm just like, why even bring it up, Andy? Why even bring it up?
Because I enjoy teasing you, fucks.
Okay, then. All right. So, so let's talk a little bit about Netflix.
Okay, you should probably clarify which voice actor is which, especially for Lupin.
I would like to, but it doesn't say so on here.
It doesn't? Okay, I can help you with this somewhat. It's Keith Silverstein as Lupin III, Christina V as Fuchiko Mine, Richard Epcar as Zenigata, Kirk Thornton as Daisuke Jidan, and Lex Lang as Zenigata.
Oh, all right. Wait, it's Kirk Thornton playing Jigen? That's weird. I'm pretty...
Wait. Yeah. Wait, what?
Dan
Warren played him in... what was it?
Jigen's...
Jigen's Gravestone. He played, Dan Warren played him in Jigen's Gravestone, so I'm...
But, yes, Kirk Thornton is, in fact, not Dan Warren.
So much for consistency, but...
There is no consistency!
Dan's picture that's kind of, like, grayed out on that tweet for reasons...
Wait. If that is Dan Warren, then... Okay, so would that mean the lumberjack is Kirk Thornton?
Probably.
Why would you blur him out then?
That's weird.
Somebody said they thought it was union issues. I don't know anything beyond that.
Okay. I assumed the blurred out guy was the lumberjack. Like, that was a mystery. Okay. That's weird if that is still Dan Warren. Okay. Fuck it, I thought I'd... Okay. The Lupin dubs just work. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Look, it's really weird. Like, I got very used to the Part 4, 5 cast, so it's really weird hearing Keith Silverstein as Lupin.
I didn't hear the Diggins Gravestone dub, and Keith Silverstein sounded pretty good there, so... Care. I'm up for more than that.
No, I'm sure they all sound good. It's just when you, like, there's so many different people who play these characters, you guys.
I have yet to ever hear the Funimation cast. I don't know how Sunny Street Lupin sounds.
Well, I could say this much. Epcar is still Zenigata in The Woman Called Fuchiko Mine.
Yep.
I believe for the Funimation side, Sunny Street was still Lupin.
Was in Lupin for a couple of things, yes.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Chris Sabat was Jigen.
Is it always Meredith McCoy was Fuchiko, I think.
For some things, but it is Michelle Ruff in The Woman Called Fuchiko Mine. Who plays Zenigata in the Funimations?
I do not recall. I mean, again,
I'm gonna look this up right now.
Okay, then. Well, outtakes.
Okay. We can keep. Oh wait, no. I typed Zenigata and not Oh God, why am I blanking? Goemon. Yeah. We're talking about Goemon.
Oh, Goemon. I know. Goemon was Zenigata.
Oh, okay. Yes, wait. I knew who played Zenigata. I said it was Epcar. Why did I? Okay.
Okay.
I am losing track of this. This is really hard to keep track. Even as somebody who studies dumb shit, there's so many fucking people in the loop on dumb.
Maybe that's why they didn't include the names. They want to keep us guessing.
Motherfucker, like, Solid Snake was Lupin at one point.
Okay. All right. Also, regarding Lupin,